This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. The fight against the Mediterranean fruit fly in Northern California went to the courts today as frightened residents made a last-ditch stand against a pesticide they don't trust. Barry Peterson has the story.
Another hurdle was cleared late today to allow aerial spraying of several neighborhoods where the Mediterranean fruit fly is out of control. Spraying opponents spent the day arguing in a San Jose court that the pesticide to be used, Mellifion, is not safe. But after hearing both sides, Judge Bruce Allen decided he would not block the effort. Spraying opponents at this hour are trying to persuade the state Supreme Court to take up the matter before the spraying begins shortly after midnight tonight. In the area to be sprayed, residents aren't sure just what to do. Some were not concerned, one man saying he thought the biggest problem would be the noise from low-flying helicopters. Others are anxious to leave, fearful of the Mellifion. Some hotels outside the area are booked, and the Red Cross has set up four evacuation centers. Meanwhile, experts are warning state and federal officials to get the spraying underway as soon as possible. They worry that a renewed infestation could sweep through the area in the next few days if the flies are not stopped now. Barry Peterson, CBS News, San Francisco.
More news after this.
Imagine desktop system copiers that reduce ledger size down to legal, even letter size.
And enlarge an original to make small print more readable.
It's the Canon NP400 series. You can feed, making 40 letter size copies a minute. And sort with optional sorter. The Canon NP400 series. The system copiers that reduce,
and enlarge.
The Canon NP400s, the fastest compact system copiers. Micronics makes it simple.
Presenting Bill Bixby for Diatac.
Well, you really did it this weekend, didn't you? You ate too much, and now you're going on a diet. Well, the people at Contac have developed something just for you. New maximum strength Diatac, with more appetite suppressant, but no stimulant. One capsule helps you control your appetite all day. Helps you stick to your diet and lose weight. New Maximum Strength Diatac. It gives your diet a fighting chance.
Use only as directed.
Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher visited Liverpool today for the first time since the rioting began in England, and she showed the strain.
They have been the most worrying days. The most worrying days. That I do indeed say. But we haven't had very much sleep. It's no earthly good stopping at that. You've got to try to get over it, and I think almost any woman will tell you this. Women are very useless. Life has to go on.
It was a careful, discreet visit, heavy with security and with resentment against her. Doug Tunnell has a report.
Crowds of demonstrators led by activists from several left-wing political parties chanted, jeered, and booed Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher in Liverpool today, only moments before she had called on all Britons to patch up their differences following 10 days of violence in Britain's racially mixed working-class neighborhoods. Thatcher toured the Toxteth district of the city, where rioting over a week ago ravaged whole blocks of shops, offices, and buildings. Security was tight for her unannounced visit. She met with selected leaders of Liverpool's black community and visited the city's police, who were key targets for the rioters. Mrs. Thatcher voiced some strong support for the forces of law and order. Her government hopes to speed up trials for the estimated 2,500 arrested in disturbances around Britain. She said changes in British law designed to give police broader powers of arrest were being considered. Thatcher said that record unemployment was not the only reason for the recent rioting, but she acknowledged that her government did not yet have all the answers as to why the violence erupted and how it could be avoided in the future. Doug Tunnell, CBS News, Liverpool.
There were many people marching today in Northern Ireland, some almost defiant in an age-old victory, some silent in the death of another hunger striker, the 27-year-old Martin Herson. John Blackstone reports from Belfast.
Herson's body was carried home this afternoon to the countryside of County Tyrone. An honor guard of masked men walked beside his coffin along the country lane leading to his family's house. It was nearby that Herson was arrested in 1977 for possession of explosives. The death of this sixth hunger striker came as a surprise. Herson had been on hunger strike for only 45 days. The five others who have died in this protest lived for 61 days on average. And two other IRA men, still alive in the Mays prison, have already gone without food longer than Herson. His death came in a day that is highly symbolic in Northern Ireland. This is the day Protestants celebrate the victory of William of Orange at the Battle of the Boyne 291 years ago. A Protestant victory over Catholics. In marches across the province today, an estimated 100,000 Orangemen marched to the music of drums and flutes. They carried Union Jacks high and declared their determination to keep Northern Ireland both Protestant and British. John Blackstone, CBS News, Belfast.
More news when the World Tonight continues.
I could have had rye toast, 61 calories. I could have had 11 carrots and a glass of water.
You could have had a V8, naturally low in calories and tastes great, too.
I could have had a V8?
V8 cocktail vegetable juice with only 35 calories per 6-ounce serving. V8, the great-tasting, healthful blend of 8 country vegetables.
Wow, I could have had a V8.
It's never too late.
I'll have a V8.
Who thinks about winter in the middle of July? Sears does, and so should you, because now, before the snow falls, Sears prices fall. Save 25% right now on all winter outerwear for kids at most Sears stores, with layaway convenience, too. Cozy coats and jackets, sporty vests, parkas, the works, all a cool 25% off until July 25th. And a small layaway deposit will put your purchase in a deep freeze until September 15th. To help you save now on kids' winter wear, you can count on Sears.
The people in the Pentagon were talking today about a buildup of Soviet arms in Cuba. Ike Pappas has the story.
CBS News has learned that the Soviets have poured more than 25,000 tons worth of new weapons into Cuba since the first of the year, already exceeding the amount sent all last year. Since last January, at least 30 Russian cargo ships have landed at Cuban ports and unloaded the arms, which include tanks, armored personnel carriers, and anti-aircraft guns. Most of the new weapons will either stay in Cuba or be shipped to Cuban forces in Africa, but at least 20 anti-tank guns, plus other portions of the new arms shipments, are expected to be secretly sent on to Nicaragua by the Cubans for possible use there or by leftist rebels in El Salvador and Guatemala, according to Pentagon sources. Defense intelligence experts say the Russians may be aiming to double weapon shipments to Cuba this year, freeing the Cubans to send additional older weapons to Nicaragua. Ike Pappas, CBS News, the Pentagon.
The Wall Street Report in a moment.
Has it been another one of those days when you didn't have a moment to yourself? And you probably have a dozen more things to do before you can call your time your own. But later, when things have calmed down, treat yourself to a beauty bath by candlelight. Yes, candlelight. Very relaxing. Light a fragrance candle, draw a tub of warm water, slide in right up to your shoulders, and most important, smooth oil of Olay generously over your face and throat. Don't you feel better just thinking about it? Oil of Olay is a mysterious blend of tropical oil and emollients, similar to the fluids abundant in younger skin. Oil of Olay penetrates quickly, without a trace of greasiness, to help replenish those vital fluids. Your skin becomes softer, smoother, more radiant. After your beauty bath, sleek Oil of Olay all over for tip-to-toe pampering. You'll feel refreshed and look younger, ready for whatever the evening has in store.
Discover the secret of Oil of Olay. It can help you look younger, too.
Stocks were mixed today. The Dow Jones Industrials closed around 954, down 1.33. The average price per share was up 6 cents on the New York Exchange. Volume there, 38 million shares. The average price was unchanged on the American Exchange. Wall Street on this World Tonight. A State Department representative spent a lot of time today talking to Prime Minister Begin about the Israeli raid on Iraq's nuclear reactor last month. And when the talking was finished, Begin seemed to have convinced his visitor that it was self-defense, just as has been saying it was. Bob Simon has more on this.
The suspension on the delivery of F-16s to Israel has been lifted. At least that's what Israeli officials are saying tonight. They say this was resolved during State Department Counselor Robert McFarlane's second meeting of the day with Prime Minister Begin. McFarlane said the discussion, conducted with what he called the candor and friendship customary between friends and allies, had focused on the Israeli raid on Baghdad's nuclear reactor. He said any misunderstanding which might have arisen in the wake of the operation has now been clarified. The day had gotten off to a bad start. During a three-hour meeting this morning, McFarlane had asked for some sort of Israeli agreement to consult Washington before using American weapons in major military ventures, such as the attack on Baghdad. Begin flatly refused to consider anything of the sort. He also objected strongly to McFarlane's use of the word attack, reiterating his government's position that the operation was a legitimate act of self-defense. Bob Simon, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
Some transport workers in Poland walked off the job for a while today to protest food shortages. Not exactly the most auspicious omen for the start of the Communist Party Congress tomorrow. Bert Quint sets the scene for that fateful gathering in Warsaw.
The Congress will be held in a building that Joseph Stalin ordered constructed in downtown Warsaw as a symbol of communist brotherhood. Stalin's name, carved on the facade, is barely visible. Many of the people who will meet here to chart the course of Polish communism are the kind he would have sent to Siberia. One in every five of the Polish delegates, besides being a party member, is a member of Solidarity, the union Moscow's present leadership calls a tool of anti-socialists. To head its delegation to this Congress it tried so hard to block, the Kremlin sent a man most Poles never had heard of. Viktor Grishin is a member of the Soviet Politburo, but not nearly as well known, for example, as Mikhail Suslov, Moscow's arbiter of orthodoxy, who attended the National Congress held here 6 months before last summer's strikes changed Poland's history and strained its relations with the Soviet Union. But the fact that Grishin once headed the Soviet trade unions and tried without much success to bring reform to the Russian labor scene is an indication that Moscow, for the moment at least, is resigned to living with a maverick in the socialist camp. Lest the Poles get the idea they have the Kremlin's blessings, the Soviet delegation also includes a man known for his firm resistance to anything that smacks of political heresy. Bert Quint, CBS News, Warsaw.
The World Tonight continues after this message.
Sports lovers, turn us on. I'm Win Elliott of CBS Radio Sports, and each weekday morning is Sports World Roundup, where Jim Kelly and I alternate with the latest sports news from overnight.
I'm Brent Musburger, and each weekday evening with my edition of Sports Time.
I'm Bill Schweitzer. Weekends, I kick off the sports coverage with my Sports Time reports.
And then I come back with my 12 Sports Central USA broadcasts each weekend.
And I'm Len Berman with three late-night editions of Sports Central every Saturday night.
And I'm Howard David with my three late-night editions of Sports Central every Sunday.
And with all this, we got a lot more, too. NFL Monday Night Football with Jack Buck and Hank Stram. Live coverage of big events and horse racing, tennis, golf, and college bowl games. So you can tell sports is important to us. And that's why sports lovers turn us on all week long on most of the CBS radio network stations. Sports, hear it here.
An international conference opened today at United Nations headquarters in New York City, a conference called to try to resolve the problem of the nation that we know best as Cambodia. The problem is that Vietnam has occupied Cambodia for more than 2 years now and shows no sign of leaving. Vietnam and its friend, the Soviet Union, are boycotting the conference, but the United States is present and trying to make points against both of them. Reed Collins reports.
The International Conference on Kampuchea, or Cambodia, was the occasion for Alexander Haig's debut here at the United Nations as Secretary of State. And he minced no words. Vietnam, supported and financed by the Soviet Union, invaded Kampuchea in 1978, he said, and installed a puppet regime maintained in power by an occupation army 200,000 strong. Vietnam's seizure of Kampuchea, he says, poses a direct threat to the security of Thailand and undermines the stability of the whole region. Secretary Haig spelled out the policy of the United States if Vietnamese policy does not change.
For our part, the United States has no intention of normalizing relations with a Vietnam that occupies Kampuchea and destabilizes the entire Southeast Asian region. We will also continue to question seriously any economic assistance to Vietnam from whatever source, as long as Vietnam continues to squander its scarce resources on aggression.
75 nations are participating in this conference, but two nations most directly involved, Vietnam and the Soviet Union, are boycotting it. Reed Collins, CBS News, United Nations.
And that's the World Tonight, Monday, July 13th. This is Douglas Edwards, CBS News.